Today, on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we continue our discussion on home prices. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. So it happened.
It happened. The median home price is $1 million.
Is $1 million in San Diego now. So this article is from the San Diego Business Journal. It's literally yesterday, the 25th of May, and our median home price has now hit $1 million.
So when I bought my house, the median home price in San Diego was just over $600,000, which is interesting because what it tells you, well, it tells me is that the price of my home relative to the other markets in San Diego is tracking just along with it, which, you know, if you look at where is a good place to buy in San Diego, you might want to look at where prices were 4 years ago compared to that median at that time, and then look at home prices now compared to that median and see where they're growing the fastest. I think that'd be very interesting to look at in San Diego to figure out what neighborhoods especially are people are gravitating towards.
Yeah. So, I mean, we probably know that probably the most appreciation, at least that you and I have seen, is in our core neighborhood and the surrounding, like, let's say, 2 mile ring. So all of the core inside the city neighborhoods, so Sara Mesa, Claremont was already pretty hot, you know, 5 years ago. So Claremont has just appreciated more. We know that. But coming in now to Sara Mesa and then going across Mission Valley, and Mission Valley especially, there's a lot of new projects in Mission Valley. And I'm surprised, you know, with the type of construction that it is and the price per square foot that it's getting is staggering to me in some cases. I mean, I'm seeing some of the Civita project. For those of you that don't know, Civita is the project that's down on, I guess that would be on Camino del Rio South, going towards Costco. So going towards Costco and towards the stadium that way. So is that, or is that Mission?
I always get confused.
What, regardless, it's in the lower part of Mission Valley. It's new construction. I mean, that's trading for, you know, $1,400 a foot, so, which is crazy. And that's right below, basically, you're on the canyon on the other side of where my house is, and my house is on the canyon basically right above it. You know, that has really surprised me how fast that has been built out, sold, and the appreciation that it's seen in pricing has been unbelievable. Chris Anderson is the president of the Greater San Diego Association of Realtors. She's the person that's quoted in this article. And she's basically saying that, hey, you know, interest rates have definitely slowed demand slightly, but they're not really seeing any erosion in pricing. The market's losing some sales velocity, but the pricing is holding pretty solid right now. Now, who knows how that ends? I heard this morning on the news that the Fed is talking about another increase next month and then one more, and we should be done. So this morning, being Thursday the 26th, the market was starting to rally, and I was listening to, you know, one of the business news guys that I listened to in the morning, and he was saying, hey, you know, we feel that the market's starting to rally because this is good news, because now we feel like all the interest rates increases potentially could be baked into everything now, and we kind of know where things are going and where the Fed could potentially stop. So on one side, you know, the Fed chairman is still saying, look, there's going to be some pain with how high they're going to raise rates, and that potentially will cause some slowdown in the market. And I think that's what she's talking about when he's saying, hey, this is the pain that we're going to feel, is there's going to be a definite slowdown. But I think once things get baked in, once pricing gets worked out, you know, obviously you and I are looking at, you're looking at some investment deals in both industrial and multifamily. I'm looking at some multifamily stuff as well. And we're still kind of, you know, looking at each other every morning going, why are the cap rates still so low? you know. And so that to me is something that I think is going to come at some point. As of April, the median price of a single family home in San Diego County was an even $1 million, according to the association, a nearly 2.6% price increase from March and nearly 19.3% higher than April 2021, when the median sale price was $838,000. Del Mar posted the highest median price for single family homes in April. That was at $3.1 million. So that's the average price of a house in Del Mar right now. The greatest number of sales in April were in North County and East County. The median price of attached homes countywide, condominiums and townhomes, rose to $660,500, an increase of nearly 2.9% from March and 24.6% from April, when the median price was $530,000. So she continues to say it's really a weird time because this is now our selling season. I think the selling season is still going to be the selling season, but it's going to be slowed up a little bit. She said if they drop these interest rates a little, we're going to bet that would create a little more fuel again to kind of get the market, you know, fired up. As of mid-May, the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate single-family home mortgage was 5.42%, and that's coming from Bankrate. So she's saying that, you know, rising interest rates could cause home prices to level off or rise at a slower rate. But she's saying that the fast and furious pace that things have been going is definitely going to slow down. So, you know, in the past, we were getting multiple offers on homes, and buyers in many cases were still willing to pay more than the listed price, but that's kind of starting to pull back now. Homes are still selling faster now than they were a year ago, with the average time on the market is 20 days in April for single-family homes compared to 23 days a year ago. And rents are rising as well, obviously. So not surprising, apartment rental rates in San Diego are rising almost in lockstep with home prices as higher home prices push more people into the rental market. Year over year, Chula Vista had the highest rent increase, with monthly rents for a one-bedroom apartment rising 39% from May 21 to 2210, according to Zumper, an apartment listing service. So, you know, rents in Chula Vista, I mean, that is crazy. Year over year to May, they've risen 39%.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the average one-bedroom apartment rent now in Chula Vista is $2,210. So we haven't seen an increase in wages?
We have not seen an increase in wages to account for that.
That's commensurate with the rent increases and everything else. I mean, look, I think that a lot of landlords sat out for the last 2 years, and, you know, this is the unintended consequence of rent control. You know, everybody's taking advantage of whatever the max increase can be because they want to keep up with inflation. You know, on the other side of this conversation, we also see construction costs are through the roof, material costs are through the roof, material change orders come in constantly. We're in the middle of, as you know, a large window project. One of our larger apartment buildings, the price changes. We've had three price changes in the period that we started the bid process, which has basically been less than 6 months. So, I mean, these companies are doing like almost quarterly price changes.
And they have to.
Yeah, they have to. I don't know. I think, you know,
to some extent,
you do. You're right. But at the same time, I mean, there's obviously been a lot of uncertainty. And so that's another issue. So the market that had the highest price one bedroom is Carlsbad, leading the pack. And that was a 28% from a year ago. Average Carlsbad one bedroom. What's your guess?
29.
2530. So
okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to get some owner phone calls probably when they read this article, right? Those are coming. And then the lowest monthly rents in May were in El Cajon. A one-bedroom in El Cajon is $1,560, and that's a 15% increase from last year this time. You know, this is pretty unbelievable. You have lived in San Diego for a long time. I've lived in San Diego for a long time, and, you know, both of us obviously have been exposed to different sides of the real estate market and things like that. I've never seen this kind of like velocity in the market as far as just increases in rent and prices and everything else. So this has been something else. I know, being from LA, you know, you and I talked many years ago about LA, and LA was really expensive like 5 years ago. It seems like L.A. has kind of tapered off and is slowing down. I think San Francisco is too. I still look at all these new jobs that are going to be coming to San Diego, and these are pretty high-paying jobs, and what that's going to do to our rents and to our inventory. I mean, we are totally under-inventoried on rental properties, and you know, as this woman says from the Association of Realtors, I mean, she's not seeing really any pricing declines coming in the future. We'll see. I mean, obviously, this is all speculation to some degree, but there really is a shortage of housing in our market, and now we're feeling this supply and demand pain.
Yeah, I agree. It is. It's been coming.
Yeah. It's been coming, and, you know, like I said, we've seen other markets. I remember specifically like L.A. and how fast their rents increased between, let's say, like, you know, probably, you know, between 2016 and 2018, it seemed like rents were going. I mean, when people were moving from Santa Monica way across the 405 and still paying $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom, you knew that rents were moving fast. So, and I know you've talked to me about your brother having trouble, you know, finding a place, and it's tough, you know. And now San Diego is definitely following suit. So,
right.
It's, you know, Southern California is just, it's hard to live here and it's expensive. Thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report. Talk to you next week.